Hi, this is Rachel with Reclaim Health and Wellness. Welcome to your free teaching. In this teaching, we're going to be looking at systems of the body and how these work together to form what I'm calling the intricate system. You see, none of the body's systems works in isolation. Rather, they work in this delicate relationship. The point of these systems is for the body to maintain its balance and resilience, what we often call its health and wellness. If one of those systems is not working, or they're struggling or becoming dysfunctional, then the rest of the body will be impacted. So today we're going to be focusing on four systems. Those are the nervous system, digestive system, endocrine system, and immune system. So remember, the approach of Reclaim Health and Wellness is consider the whole person, not just the parts. And a big way that that's done is by considering the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health of each client. So when we're taking a look at the systems, specifically these four systems for today, we are taking a look at the body and how it's responding to those four elements, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Okay, so let's start exploring this intricate relationship shared with these four systems, the nervous system, digestive system, endocrine system, and immune system. What's fun about what we're about to do is it will give you a glimpse into why consultations look the way they do, why the questions are asked the way they are. So this will give you a nice little tidbit if you are a client or thinking about becoming a client. All right, so let's get started with the first system, the nervous system. A main function of the nervous system is for your body to be able to communicate with itself and understand the world around you. It translates internal and external information as either calm or stressful, consistent or inconsistent, safe or unsafe. I think you get the picture. So depending on how the nervous system, specifically the brain, translates incoming information, the rest of the body responds accordingly. So let's pretend that you are driving in your car, you see a car is about to hit you. How do you suppose your brain is translating this incoming information? What do you think is going to happen to your heart rate, your pulse, your muscles, your pupils? So let me ask you, do you think you're in a calm state at this point, or perhaps in a stress state after such an event? Right, you're stressed. Something was about to hit you, and that can make you feel very stressed, right? So even if nothing happened in that car accident or the car that was coming towards you, it didn't actually hit you, you're fine. The sensors in your body, let's say you're just focusing on your eyes detected danger, sent it up to your brain said, yeah, this is dangerous, and then it prepared your whole body for survival. So this perceived danger can happen for anything at any time, whether it's real or imagined, past or present, internal or external. So you have probably heard by now that stress, especially chronic stress, is a big problem for physical health. That's because if the nervous system is chronically in this state of activation for stress response, maybe responding to perceived danger, whether it is real or not real, present or in the past, if the nervous system is constantly responding in this activated, revved up kind of way, then it's going to need the energy to sustain that kind of response. Well, that's just not going to happen, right? It goes through its energy really fast, goes through the nutrients really fast that it needs. So it's like if you're in a car, apparently we're going with the car examples today, but if you're in the car and you're revving up over and over and over, are you going to expect that car to keep functioning in a good condition? Well, probably not. So similar thing can start happening to the nervous system. You rev it up, rev it up, rev it up. Well, eventually, things are going to start to break down. One of the things might be your adrenals might start having a hard time because your adrenals are responsible for responding to all the stress signals your nervous system is giving out. One of the first signs that your nervous system is getting chronically revved up, whether or not you realize it, is a change in your digestion. Enter the digestive system. The digestive system relies on the nervous system's communication and endocrine system's communication, endocrine meaning hormones, in order for it to do its job. The only way the digestive system can fully engage with the process of digestion is by the nervous system being in a calm, rest and digest parasympathetic state. So let's go back to that car crash scenario. How do you suppose your digestion would be in the moment and the moment following the perceived danger? So you see, digestion actually starts with your brain. The brain's engagement with the digestive organs prepares for proper breakdown and assimilation of the incoming nutrients. If your brain is sensing danger or your mind is like off in another world, then your digestive organs aren't getting prepared. And if they aren't getting prepared, then you can't get the full benefits from what you're eating. So that's why being in a calm, rest and digest, parasympathetic state, engaging with the process of eating is so important. Doing that while you're eating and after you're done eating in order to get the full benefits of what's coming in. So sometimes your poor digestion is because you eat in a stressful state. Sometimes it's because your digestive organs are damaged or missing. Other times your brain may be having a hard time with communication. That's because there's actually a nerve that connects your brain directly to your digestive organs. So again, that's why that brain communication is so important, being that rest and digest state rather than a stress state. Okay, so I mentioned that digestion depends on both the nervous system communications and the endocrine system communication. So we're going to talk more about the latter part now. The endocrine system relies on organs to release hormones in order to turn on or turn off different processes of the body. These hormones depend on proper digestion in order to be created, and proper digestion depends on hormone creation for proper digestion. See what just happened there? Hormones depend on digestion. Digestion depends on hormones. Beautiful. Some hormones are dependent on protein digestion, and others depend on fat digestion for their creation. When your endocrine glands, meaning those hormone-producing organs, get what they need, they can create hormones like estrogens, testosterone, cortisol, progesterone, and thyroid hormones. All of these are fat-dependent. Protein-dependent hormones include adrenaline, melatonin, oxytocin, and TSH. So the first things first, you got to be eating the things, right, in order to create the hormones. But then you also need to be able to break it down and assimilate what you're eating. Your digestive organs need communication from the nervous system so that they can do their job well. If they do their job well and you're eating the right things, then your body has what it needs to create and produce hormones. Okay, so we've very, very briefly discussed the nervous system, digestive system, and endocrine system relationship. Let's take a glance at one more system, the immune system. The immune system's job is to respond to our internal and external environment in a way that can maintain balance within the body. Balance, again, when we're thinking balance, we're thinking homeostasis, we're thinking health, we're thinking wellness, all that. Well, unfortunately, we can often start tipping the immune system toward one direction with how much stress we put on it. From chronic mental stress, unresolved emotional wounds and resentment, to putting things on and inside of our bodies that the immune system needs to respond to, we start to overwhelm the system, unfortunately, by doing all of these things. We can make it weaker or imbalanced the more we do this. Also, we may not be replenishing the resources it needs to keep up with demand. Also not helpful. How do the other systems tie in with this? Well, let's go back to this. A chronically stressed nervous system caused by real or imaginary situations, past or present, happening in the internal or external environments, dampens the immune system. Poor digestion, because of the chronically stressed nervous system, deprives the immune cells of the nutrients they need to keep up. Also, poor digestion can lead to damage of the organs, which can lead to what's commonly known as leaky gut. That means the junctions in your intestinal lining start to open up, and then things can go in and out, causing an immune response. And the immune system depends on hormones for its response. So when we're talking about poor digestion again, it inhibits the building blocks from being created, leaving the immune cells without adequate communicators or inhibition of communication because the stuff isn't there to be created in the first place. Now, the immune system is just struggling and is still trying to pursue balance, but it doesn't have what it needs to do it. The results of that could be a chronic condition that you didn't see coming. Okay, so can you start to appreciate, with all these connections, why I'm calling the body the intricate system? Your body isn't an isolated entity, right? It is a complex system that depends on a delicate relationship from all the parts that make it up. It also depends on all those elements for health. You can look at that video if you want to become a client. It all matters, right? We have to consider all the parts. Consider the whole person, not just the parts, as the pursuit of that. So let's just take a pause and appreciate the beauty of your created design. It's absolutely amazing. And there are things that you can do to better support it that is targeted, that is tailored to your body. And you can get started with that today if you want to by checking out ICanReclaim.com. Work with a practitioner, aka me, so that you can start taking your health in a different direction. Learn, be empowered. You can change the direction of your health. Talk to you next time.